Okay, Jose, you just said you went to the Galapagos Islands.
Yes.
Can you talk about the Galapagos?
Yes, Galapagos, as everybody knows, is such a unique place, and I went there. And by chance, I was in the same tour like with President Carter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he's my favorite president.
It was so interesting because, you know, the guy was, I mean, when I went there, all of a sudden, I have these strange people looking at me. I say, what happened? What's wrong? There were 8 bodyguards with the guy.
No kidding.
Yes, he was with his wife and his daughter and the grandchild.
Man, that's
yeah, it was interesting. You know, that's just one anecdote. But still, the Galapagos Islands, what I can tell you is that it's a unique place, but you have to go there sooner than later is better, because I think the whole ecosystem will collapse.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the situation is very complicated because lack of vision of the government, the poor fishermen, they don't have any kind of way to actually make a living but destroying the system. Oh, and all the money, just go to the big tourist companies that are taking the tourists, and they go to the capital, to Quito, but the people in the islands, they don't have money, so that there's no control in fishing. I mean, sharks and lobsters and tuna and so on. Mm. So I think it's terrible. I was very, very upset with the situation. Mm. And also, you know, it's a kind of tourism for rich people. Mm. And I was the only Ecuadorian in the group.
Really?
Yes.
That's not good.
Yes, that's not good. You know, there were just servers and waitresses and waiters and Ecuadorians. Oh. And so for me, it was I was 5 days there. You know, it's very beautiful to see the animals and birds, but me being Ecuadorian, I had a completely different point of view. I was very disappointed, frankly.